SBS Filipino.
Makakasama natin ang sarili natin o kababayan natin na sa kanyang munting negosyo dito sa Sydney, nais niya na makapagbigay saya sa mga bata o sa mga sumasali sa kanyang mga workshop na ginagawa dito sa bahagi ng Sydney. Ito ay isang munti o lalaking pangarap para kay Ria Amoranto ng Pintacrafts. Magandang araw muli, Ria.
Magandang araw, Annalyn, at sa mga nakikinig sa SBS Radio Filipino.
Oo. At syempre kasama rin natin ang isang marketing researcher mula sa kumpanyang Sprouts Research na si Mavi Glinoga. Magandang araw muli.
Magandang umaga, Annalyn at Ria, at sa lahat ng manakikinig.
Oo. Simulan natin kay Ria. Ria, paano nagsimula ang Pintacrafts? O bago natin pag-usapan kung ano yung mga ginagawa mo, paano ka ba nagsimula sa ceramics painting?
Ang Pintacrafts dito ay 2 years pa lang ako yung business ko. Ang background ko talaga, I'm an architect.
So, wow.
Pero talagang ever since gusto ko na ng arts and crafts. So anything na may ginagawa sa kamay, building, nagdo-drawing, nagpe-paint. So nung bago ako mag-migrate dito sa Australia, meron akong ceramic painting studio sa Manila.
Mm-hmm.
Ang pangalan ng studio, Color Me Mine.
Isang malaking kumpanya to, no, Ria?
Yes, Annalyn. It's a US franchise. At ang malaki siya sa Amerika. At ang nagpasok sa Pilipinas ay ang auntie ko.
Mm-hmm.
So nung nasa Pilipinas, nag-start kami 2004. So medyo matagal na. At meron kaming mga ilang branch din dati sa Metro Manila. So I was handling one branch, nasa podium siya, and then meron kami sa ibang mga malls, sa Shangri-La, sa Alabang Town Center. So then, noon pa lang, talagang kinahihiligan ko na yung arts and crafts, ceramic painting. Kaya nung lumipat ako dito, syempre, bagong lipat ka, kailangan mo pa rin magtrabaho.
Uh-oh.
Balik pa rin ako ng architecture.
Ah, okay. So yun sana yung tatanungin ko, parang ginive up mo yung pagiging architect mo for arts and crafts.
Nung paglipat ko, meron din kasing Color Me Mine franchise dito sa Sydney.
Mm-mm.
So, nilapit ako yung may-ari. Sabi ko, kakadating ko lang, kailangan ko ng trabaho. Meron akong Color Me Mine sa Manila, hindi mo na ako kailangan i-train.
Mm-mm.
Alam ko kung anong gagawin, ganyan-ganyan. Kinuha naman niya ako. So,
nagtrabaho ako
doon part-time, and then para makakuha ako ng local
experience,
nag-aral din ako ulit sa TAFE ng architectural technology. So para akong may dalawang
gumagamit pa rin ng kamay parehas.
Yes, pareho pa rin, nagdo-drawing pa rin. So tinapos ko yung course ko, nagtatrabaho pa rin ako dun sa Color Me Mine hanggang nakakuha ako ng full-time work
as an
architectural assistant sa isang it was a small architectural practice.
Mm-hmm.
sa Piermont. So, doon, nagtrabaho ko full-time, and then part-time pa rin ako sa Color Me Mine. Kasi talagang it's what I want to do. So, talagang gusto ko siya, hindi ko ma-let go. So, kahit na 5 days ako nagtatrabaho dun sa architecture practice, weekend ko, kahit once or twice, pag tinawag ako dun sa studio, tatrabaho din ako dun.
So that was history for you now? Kasi ikaw mismo ay meron ng sariling Pintacrafts. Paano mo ito na-open? Dahil alam ko nagtrabaho ka nga sa Color Me Mine, ano? Naging competitor ka ba niya?
Hindi, Annalyn. So ang nangyari kasi, nasa architecture ako, nabuntis ako.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was pregnant with my son, so I have a 4-year-old son now, inisip ko, hindi kailangan ko mag-stop mag-work.
Mm-hmm.
nung bago ako manganak sa kanya. And then for the first year, dahil wala akong pamilya dito, full-time mom talaga ako.
Uh-huh.
And then inisip ko, babalik ba ako ng architecture? At that point, nagpa-part-time pa rin ako sa Color Me Mine. Kasi mas gusto ko talaga na yun ang gawin, yung ceramic painting. Iba yung fulfillment na nakukuha ko na sa arts and crafts kesa sa nakaupo ka lang sa sa office, nagda-drafting. So, iba din yung fulfillment na nakukuha ko interacting with people from all walks of life. So, nung sinabi sa akin nung may-ari ng Color Me Mind dito na magsasara na siya, na napagod na siya, ayaw na din niyang i-continue, tinanong niya sa akin kung gusto ko ba daw ituloy. Eh, alam niyo naman na ang masyado malaki ang investment. Masyado malaki
pag franchise.
Yes. Or na kahit na hindi siya franchise, yung overhead mo na meron kang studio space, meron kang staff, meron kang hindi ko afford. So sabi ko, gagawin ko siyang mobile kasi limited yung funds ko, limited yung time ko dahil full-time mom ako. So sabi ko, I will do it ng weekends, part-time, as a mobile business na I can do what I want and still take care of my family.
Ituloy natin, Rhea, ang kwento mo. So, nagsara ang Color Me Mind at naisipan mo na ituloy mo at lalong palakihin ang Pintacrafts.
Yes, Annalyn. So, ngayon, dahil ako ay mobile business, ang focus ko is mostly mga moms. So, ang target market ko, moms na may mga primary school age kids. At gusto ko rin sana na mag-diversify more into corporate. So, for an activity for team bonding, team building. Kasi ang ceramic painting, hindi lang talaga siya pambata. So, it's for all ages.
Oh, alam ko meron dito yung ano bang tawag doon? Parang pottery.
So, yung pottery is more hand-building na ikaw gagawa ng mismong piece. Ako, gawa na yung piece. So, meron akong selection ng iba-ibang pieces and it's more decorating or painting. So, sa mga parties ko, sa workshops, tinuturo ko paano mo madedecorate yung mga plates mo, mga mugs, mga vase. So, iba-ibang mga functional pieces.
Saan mo kinukuha itong mga pieces na ito?
So, meron ako mga suppliers dito na sa Australia. And then, so, lahat ng mga materials ko, sinosource out ko from different suppliers. And then, because meron akong background in ceramic painting, so nasha-share ko na yun sa mga iba-ibang tao.
Alam ko na pag startup medyo mahirap, lalo pag nagsisimula pa, kumuha ng syempre yung market o yung pupunta o mag-a-attend ng workshop mo. Mavi, paano mamamarket yung ganitong klase ng service o business?
Parang nasabi ni yata lahat ni Rhea yung sasabihin ko eh. Talagang napaka-colorful ng buhay ni Rhea. No pun intended ah. Kasi talagang painting, wow. Talagang dapat sa'yo ako humihingi ng advice. So, pag nagmamarket tayo ng product, doesn't matter kung malaki yung negosyo mo or maliit, ang unang-una natin dapat gawin is to know your product. Kasi yung iba talaga, kasi halimbawa kay Rhea, she could have easily made the mistake na nagtitinda siya ng ceramic. And likewise for the customer, sa isip nila kailangan yung positioning mo, talaga yung product mo, nakaposition sa isip nila. So, in her case, yung product niya, hindi naman talaga ceramic, but it's a service. So, yung service niya, talagang yung to build relationships with people and also give knowledge about how to create something unique for themselves. So, yung ceramic niya, outcome lang yun. Ng, yung parabang kumbaga yung resulta lang yung by engaging with her service.
So, research mo ba, Mavi, mas mahirap na magbenta ng product o ng service?
Ang pinakamahirap kasi service. Mahirap ang service kasi intangible siya. Yun ang nature ng service. Hindi natin malalaman kung... Malalaman lang natin pag na-experience natin yung service. Number two, ang service pati, paiba-iba siya. Kasi service is all about people relationship. We get most of our service from people. Maliban na lang sa mga tinatawag nating self-service technology, minsan pumapalya pa rin yan dahil pagsira yung technology. So, halimbawa, pumasok tayo ng restaurant, that's an ultimate example of a service. Pumunta ka sa restaurant ngayon, ang saya-saya mo dahil laging nakangiti sa'yo yung mga waitress. Tapos, yun ang i-expect mo. Tapos, tomorrow, yung service, iba na naman. Kasi, yun pala, halimbawa, yung waitress, masakit ang ulo o kaya maingay. So it's very, you know, ang hirap mag it's so hard to sell a service kasi it's because of its variability.
Mm-hmm. Kaya ano yung mga challenge na nakaharap mo na in yun nga pagkuha mo ng mga clients o ng magjo-join sa workshops?
Ang pinaka-challenge ko ngayon because limited ang funds ko is really how to market it na to a wider audience.
Mm-hmm.
Ngayon, ang marketing ko is mostly social media based. So, sa mga Facebook groups, nagjo-join ako ng mga online directories.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, dun talaga yung focus nung reach ko ng mga clients. But gusto ko nang rin mag-diversify with the limited funds I have. So maybe, Mavi, meron kang mga ideas kung paano ko ba gagawin ito.
Paano mag-diversify, Mavi?
Okay, pag magda-diversify tayo, kailangan malaman natin kung ano yung market na hindi pa natin na market that we haven't touched. So in your case, so Rhea has been focusing on moms and families. So tingnan, alamin muna natin yung talagang, you know, value proposition, because we have to focus on value proposition here. Kung ano ba yung value na maitatransfer natin in other experiences, kasi yun yung bibilihin sa yun ng tao.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, kailangan isipin mo ano ba yung reward na makukuha ng group ng of a group of people or ng individual when they buy your service. So in this case, so you diba, you know, you could look at corporate functions kasi, you know, relationship building is so important. So that's one way for you to diversify because you're looking into families, pero yung iba pang makakapag-benefit in relationship bonding would be something that you could look into.
Mm-hmm.
Pag nagda-diversify tayo, we need to look at the market that we have not touched at all.
So kay Rhea, sinasabi mo nga na you're looking into going corporate.
That's right. Oo.
Paano mo ito magagawa sa tingin mo?
Well, I guess, so meron akong mga a few corporate clients
mm-hmm.
dito sa Australia. Nung nasa Manila ako, mas more corporate talaga yung trust ng business namin. But here, because I'm starting it on my own from virtually from scratch, I guess cold calling.
Mm-hmm.
Talagang pick up the phone and call them, introduce myself, because that's the only way na makikilala nila ako.
And maybe call your previous clients nung ikaw
that's
ay
right.
working architect.
That's
true.
And I'm also building my mailing list.
Mm.
So mailing list, so and I send out newsletters. So pag meron akong upcoming events,
mm-hmm.
upcoming workshops, I send out a newsletter to all my clients.
Mm-hmm.
So at least and they know na ano bang if I'm offering something new.
Oh, at saka actually, it's really good na may social media platform ka kasi makaka-leverage ka dun sa mga followers mo, sa mga friends mo. So that's another way to market.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important for you to engage yung mga nagninegosyo kasi, you know, it's sometimes we advertise and we send one-way type of communication. Pero nakakalimutan natin yung relationship kasi yan yung talagang na nagpapabalik sa'yo ng customers mo.
At saka, social media it's everywhere kahit nasa bahay ka, nagluluto, you can check on it, what's happening with Pintacrafts.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most effective way as well kasi ano, cost-efficient pagka social media. Ang kailangan lang talaga dyan, matyaga kang mag-engage with your audience. Kailangan lagi kang may bagong content.
Answer inquiries.
Oo, at saka reviews din, nakaka-boost yan ng profile mo.
I have to admit, bago ko start yung business na to, hindi ako masyadong active sa social media.
Mm-hmm.
Pero then I had to learn na if you want to be out there, kailangan talaga active ka. Kailangan parati ka nagpo-post. Kailangan, you have to stay relevant.
Mm.
So, lalo na in this fast-paced world, ever-changing times, eh, talagang you have to keep up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Andrea, you are having some workshops next weekend?
Yes. So, if you want to experience ceramic painting, meron po akong workshop sa Epping on December 10 and December 19 in the morning. So, if you go to my Facebook page, it's just search for Pinta Crafts or sa website ko din, www.pintacrafts.com.au and dun po yung schedule and details.
Rhea, last na lang ito. Sa katulad mo na architect and giving it up and starting your own business dito sa Australia, gaano kahirap at paano mo ito ma-fulfill?
Mahirap siya. Mahirap siya lalo na sa umpisa if you have limited funds. Pero if meron kang focus, meron kang drive, and you believe na this is what you want to do, you will make it work. Mm. So you just have to believe in yourself. You have to believe na you can do it, and you have to love what you do.
Mm. Mavi, bilang isang marketing researcher, paano mas ma-market ng mga negosyong tulad ng kay Rhea ang kanilang produkto o service?
Okay, meron akong 5 points dyan, Annalyn. Sa unang-una, oh, wow. Okay. As I said, kailangan know your product well. Kailangan malaman mo nagtitinda ka ba ng something tangible or service. Tapos, you need to know your competition so you know how to position yourself sa in your customer's mind. And give your value proposition kung yung value proposition mo ba the functionality of your product in that way yung customers mo iniisip lang economic benefit or the emotional connection which is more powerful kasi yung ano mo yung branding mo magbo-boost. And then communicate. So when you communicate, you increase your brand awareness. And most of all, ride with the season. Tingnan mo magpapasko na. Oh. It's a good season to market yourself. Get your customers' feedback. That's the power of research. So you can innovate. At saka, mamaya may fresh ideas kang makuha. And know where to get, have your channel as well para alam mo kung how to get your products to your customers. So in Rhea's case, she's got the mobile. Para wala na siyang shop.
Yes.
So, and reward your customers. And most importantly, magbigay ng saya.
Yay! Maraming salamat, Mavi, sa tips na yan. At maraming salamat, Rhea, sa pagpunta mo dito at maaari nyo pong makita sa ating Facebook ang kanyang special demo para sa SBS Filipino. At maraming salamat ulit, Rhea.
Salamat, Annalyn.
Tangkilikin ng higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.